Good morning. We'll call the June 14th, 2013 Sussex County Council meeting to order. First thing will be approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Morning, Mr. President. Thank you. There are no amendments to the agenda as posted.
Okay, we'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
I move. Got it.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second. Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. We had minutes of May 7th and May 21st. Any corrections, changes, or concerns? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have several letters. The first is from the American Legion Auxiliary Unit Number 28. Dear Councilman Cole and Phillips, on behalf of the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 28I, we'd like to thank you for allowing me to visit County Council and present poppies to council members in honor of our veterans, and thank you for your grant support of veterans programs. The next letter is from the Boys and Girls Clubs of Delaware. Dear Mr. Phillips and Mr. Vincent, we have received a contribution from Sussex County Council in the amount of $1,000 supporting the Laurel Boys and Girls Club 2012-13 annual Fund One campaign. Your gift counts and your generous gift will help the club in the community improve services and programs for its members. The next one is from the League of Women Voters of Sussex County, wishes to thank members of Sussex County Council for granting us $900 for the printing of our publication. They represent you. We very much appreciate the fact that you value the publication enough to continue supporting it. And it was addressed to Mr. Vincent, President of the Council. Next is from CHEER for the Sand Hill Adult Program. Dear Sussex County Council, on behalf of CHEER's Board of Directors, staff, and the families of current and future clients of Sand Hill Adult Day Program, I would like to express my gratitude for the council tribute presented at our grand opening on Wednesday, May 22nd. Next letter is addressed to Councilman Vincent, and it's from Nemours Health and Prevention Services. Dear Mr. Vincent, thank you so much for the County Council's financial contribution for our Healthy Kids Day at Trapon event. It was a great success to impart to yours and County Council's generosity. And the last letter is addressed to Councilman Vincent to Prevent Child Abuse Delaware. Thank you so much for supporting Prevent Child Abuse Delaware through your recent donation of $200. With your donation, we'll be able to promote our Stewards of Children Child Sexual Abuse Prevention Program in Sussex County. And that's all the correspondence, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from Council? Mrs. Deaver?
I have some. I got a letter from Dean Costas from the Plantations. He's done a lot of research on any kind of noise ordinances there might be about barking dogs. I dropped a copy of it off to our administrator and see if maybe we could get a letter out to him from the office. But for the record, I'd just like to submit that. And I also got notice that Denrick is having Series 2. It's a video about our wetlands, where they are, how important they are. And 1 and 2 is available. Just Google Denrick Wetlands. It'll take you right to it.
Anything else from Council? Mr. Lawson.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. First item on the agenda today is recognizing the employee of the quarter, and I have a tribute. And I'll start with recognizing Mary Sue Sharp as the employee of the second quarter. Mary Sue began her employment with Sussex County on July 24, 1976, as a clerk in the assessment department. After serving 31 years in assessment, she was transferred to Treasury as Clerk 3 Technician. Mary Sue possesses a wealth of Sussex County government knowledge as well as exceptional customer service skills. She is admired by all because of her willingness to go above and beyond for customers, whether they are internal or external. Mary Sue has not allowed her years of service to change how she performs her job. If anything, she continues to raise the bar on customer service. Mary Sue is a perfect example of what and how customer service representatives should perform. She's a pleasure to have as an employee, and I can only hope her kindness continues to contaminate all who cross her path. She's very deserving of Employee of the Quarter. Mary Sue was recognized by Amanda Bennett, Manager of Treasury, nominated by Amanda Bennett, Manager of Treasury. And I have a tribute here, Mr. President. Be it hereby known to all that Sussex County Council commends Mary Sue Sharp, Sussex County Employee of the Quarter, second quarter 2013. Sussex County Council extends its thanks and congratulates and directs this tribute to be presented to Mary Sue Sharp on the 4th day of June 2013. Signed, Michael H. Vincent, President. Congratulations.
Come on down.
I came to work under George Cole's father, and also before Mr. Moore was an attorney. He was in training to be an attorney at the time.
And Todd, you were in diapers.
Yes. Yes.
Not yet.
He wasn't even alive. Wasn't he?
And if you hadn't said all that, right?
They're just now recognizing her after all that time.
Out to right a little bit here. Lens. Out back in the center again, I'm telling you.
Wow.
Like being in Hollywood.
The paparazzi.
I'm telling you. It's been called a lot of things, not paparazzi, though. Where's the hold on here? Another certificate for you.
Oh, thank you.
And then your clock.
Thank you
very, very much for all you do for the county. We appreciate
thank
it very much.
Thank you, Amanda. Thank you,
Eddie. All right, moving on to the administrator's report. Two items under the administrator's report. Per the attached Delaware State Police activity report for April, there were 3,968 total traffic arrests and 1,273 total criminal arrests. Of that, 442 were felony and 831 were misdemeanor criminal arrests. For total hours on duty spent, 37% were spent on criminal investigations. My second item is recognizing the Cape and Lopen High School girls lacrosse team. Is anyone here? Okay, they're on their way. Mr. President, can we come back to that when they arrive?
Yes.
We have a proclamation for them as well.
The girls.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Godwin, wastewater agreements.
Mr. President, members of council, this morning we have two wastewater agreements for your consideration. The first being Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Warrington Creek, Phase 9, Agreement Number 378-4. In this case, the developer is Michael Accardi of Rockville, Maryland, and the location is the southeast side of Old Landing Road. This will become part of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District, serving some 28 single-family lots. The total system connection charges are $132,020. We do have approval from DENREC as well as our own engineering department. We're expecting 45 days of construction, with a construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $16,056.04, with a proposed construction cost of just $107,040.25. I have a motion for your
please read your motion
consideration. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 378-4, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Sawgrass South LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Warrington Creek Phase 9, located in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Yes, sir. The next agreement for your consideration is Sussex County Project 81-04, Seagrass Plantation Revision Number 2, Phase 4, Agreement Number 502-5. In this case, the developer is Mr. James Duzinski of Reston, Virginia, and the location is County Road 348 Irons Lane. This will become part of the Holtz Landing Sanitary Sewer District, serving 39 single-family lots. with a total system connection charge of $242,658. We have approval from our engineering department as well as DENREC, and we're expecting 75 days of construction, with a construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $35,727.90, with a proposed construction cost of $238,186. I have a motion,
sir. Please read your motion, sir.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 502-5, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Corona Seagrass Plantation, LLC, for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Seagrass Plantation Revision 2, Phase 4, located in the Holtz Landing Sanitary Sewer District.
Entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you. Now you have
our legislative update.
Uh-huh.
Lucky for us, the last 2 weeks we've been off, so has the legislature, so there isn't a lot to report new, but I can tell you that a few things have changed. The first change that I see is one of the bills we had discussed as a potential draft bill has become a document now. On page 2, we had talked about a bill that would allow Delaware residents 65 years of age and older to qualify for the Senior School Property Tax Credit Program upon entering into a payment plan for taxes that are due. That has now become Senate Bill 58, sponsored by Senator Peterson, worded as we had discussed. I've spoken with our collections department and the staff, and they explained to me that we have a similar program in-house for our county taxes, but this will only affect property taxes for school taxes.
Okay.
And it's almost identical to the program that we're using currently. So I have, that is Senate Bill 58, if you want to take a look at it in detail.
So then we don't need to vote for or against.
I would let you make that decision.
Well, I'm just talking, you know, but just
it doesn't appear that we'll, yeah, that it will create any major change for
okay.
us.
Yeah.
It's really about property taxes for schools, not for the county. There has been some recent controversy about House Bill 95, which is the bill that would allow DENREC to place liens on polluted properties. I don't know if you wanted to give me a clearer direction on whether to work on that bill for it or against it. I haven't gotten such a direction from you as yet. There is an amendment for House Bill 95, and if you'll remember at our last meeting, our legal counsel, Mr. Moore, and I both explained to you how we thought the amendment would affect the bill and that it was intended, I believe, to relieve taxpayers of the responsibility of cleaning up polluted properties and require the property itself to become more accountable to such cleanup costs. That seems to be the theme behind the bill.
Mr. Phillips?
That sounds good, but could you speak to the amendment specifically?
Sure. The amendment increases the days of notice from 21 to 30 days, so DENREC has to give you 30 days after they notice you. And number two, one of the most important things is that the lien has been corrected as to the position it will take on the title of the property. Originally in the bill, it sounded as though the DENREC lien would go ahead of every other lien, which would be mortgage liens, tax liens, those things. The amendment appears to correct that. If I probably should let Mr. Moore explain that better, because it appears to correct that and put the DENREC lien in place in its proper time behind other liens. Is that the way you interpret the amendment?
That is correct. There was some question on the first reading whether or not they were trying to create a super priority lien, which would go ahead, including of our Sussex County tax liens, and that is not the case, and the amendment clarifies that. And it's a two-step process. First is getting a lien on the specific problem where the cleanup occurred or the spill or whatever type of action, leakage, occurred. But then to go further, if there's not sufficient monies from that property or there's unable to pay for it, in order to go against other properties of the landowner, they would then have to take the normal court procedures, just like you would anyone trying to collect the debt. Mm-hmm. So it does not give the DENREC the power to collect against other properties without proper court procedures.
Well, that would be good to have in the case of Milton where we have some problems. And would they be likely to pay any of that, or that's just going to be collected when if and when the property changes hands? Or
It would place a lien on there so that if the property ever exchanged hands, that would be a lien that would have to be paid at the time.
That would be it, right? That's really all we've accomplished.
The amendment, I think, also requires documentation as to the exact cost, which supports the lien, and how they got to that cost determination. Is that correct, Mr.?
That is correct. It does.
They have to qualify the lien as to its date and the costs with documentation, rather than just throwing a number at it.
Well, that place in Milton just sits there, and I want to have it cleaned up. So I think it's a big help.
Is there an appeal process, Mr. Moore?
Yes, there is.
How is that?
I can't recall the appeal process, but it is through the court systems, so that someone could appeal this through the court system. I can't recall which court, Mr. Phillips.
So if DENREC were to take action, the property owner could appeal through the court system?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I believe the amendment claims the Court of Chancery to hear that.
There has been concern in the community about this. Do you see it moving very quickly?
It was on the House agenda. It has been taken off and placed on the House ready list. I'm going to go to Dover to visit the Speaker this afternoon and get a grip on his intention with the ready list to find out. We do have three bills, I think, that we're watching that are currently on the House ready list. I would like to know how quickly those bills are going to move to the agenda. So I intend to find that out today.
Well, if it's opposed, if it doesn't get through, somebody's going to have to do something, because these things are devaluing all of our properties. And it's a challenge to our health. And, you know, so who's going to do it? And that means that I guess that we would have to do it. I'd rather DENREC do it. But that's,
I'm not sure.
up in the air.
Not sure.
Mm-hmm.
One other bill that I wanted to bring to your attention, it's relatively new. It doesn't come under our jurisdiction, but it is, in fact, an agricultural bill. That is House Bill 150. This bill would permit farmers to sell raw milk from their farm. It does not allow them to sell raw milk through a retail store. But if this law were passed, it would establish a licensing procedure for a farmer to obtain a raw milk license, and then he would be able to sell raw milk from his home or his farm operation to other end users. That's House Bill 150.
Now, is that milk from both cows and goats?
Right, Mr. Phillips has goats.
It says distribution of raw milk. Unpasteurized milk and milk products sold are distributed directly to a final consumer. It doesn't qualify which animal that I see, sir.
They got milkers.
Okay.
That's good. Thank you, sir.
And those are my updates on the legislation.
Well, if we were to pass a thing like that, then who's responsible for people getting sick?
The one bill that I am going to ask a lot of questions about today when I visit the legislature is House Bill 27, our tax interceptor bill.
Yes, please.
It has not moved since mid-March, and I would like to see that bill move, as I know you're anxious to see that bill pass.
Yes, sir. Please. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Julie Cooper, Greenwood Library, change order.
Yes. I put a packet in your, I put a file in your packets. It was significant. If you look through it, you'll see I have documentation for every little thing on this change order, and it's in to do with the Greenwood Library, which has been in construction since October of 2012, and they have a significant, actually most of the site work completed at this time, and I have just a few changes. There were 3 days added for weather in January, and 1 day for our state of emergency. That was Hurricane Sandy. Then some minor pluses and minuses through the project. Does anybody have questions on that?
Any questions of council?
No.
You have a motion, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. Sir.
Sure.
Motion, be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the consulting engineer, the change order number one for Sussex County Project 0705, Greenwood Library, be approved in the amount of $5,110.36, thereby increasing the contract total from $2,768,572 to $2,773,682, and increasing the contract term by 4 calendar days.
We better make sure Kathy Roth checks those numbers. She's having trouble.
Entertain a motion from council.
Go ahead.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion?
And briefly, the reason for that, just real briefly, was help me understand the reason.
Change order?
Mm-hmm. Just briefly.
The days was a
restate
state
that,
of emergency. Mm-hmm. Then the 3 days for the temperature was too low to
right.
cure concrete.
Right.
The fire marshal review added things to the project. there were some foundation revisions required after the contractor was required to engineer the building. And when they did that, they had to make some minor revisions to the foundation. That was one of them. And then there were some minor interior of the building changes made. Mm-hmm. We removed a sanitary napkin dispenser from a bathroom. We took out an interior window. We added some trim to the laptop desk, and that was a net result of a credit to the contract.
So none of those things had been, perceived earlier. So
right. Things mm-hmm. come up
okay.
as you go.
All right.
And
all
then,
right.
then we had a stipulated price for removing unsuitable subgrade, and being mm-hmm. replaced with select fill.
Mm-hmm.
And we
I read
did have
that.
Several areas under the building pad and in the parking lot area that we had to take advantage of that.
Okay. Thank you.
Any more questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
It looks like that clock says 10:30, Everett.
We made it.
Okay.
Time for public hearings.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. This is the time and place for a public hearing on an ordinance to amend Chapter 52, Section